This is Akashwani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during his visit to Sri Lanka, held a significant meeting with President Anura Kumar Dissanayake at the Presidential Secretariat in Colombo. The discussions centered on deepening the close bilateral ties between India and Sri Lanka, reaffirming their commitment to the joint vision of fostering partnerships for a shared future. Addressing the joint press conference, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that President Dissanayake had chosen India for his first foreign visit, calling it a reflection of the deep and special ties between the two nations.
Our neighborhood first policy and vision Mahasagar, dono mein Sri Lanka ka vishesh sthan hai. Pichle 4 mahinon mein राष्ट्रपति दिशानायक की भारत यात्रा के बाद से हमारे सहयोग में उल्लेखनीय प्रगति हुई है. सांपुर सोलर पावर प्लांट से श्रीलंका की ऊर्जा सुविधा में मदद मिलेगी. मल्टी प्रोडक्ट पाइपलाइन के निर्माण और त्रिंकोमाली को ऊर्जा हब के रूप में विकसित किए जाने के लिए जो समझौता हुआ है उसका लाभ श्रीलंका के सभी लोगों को मिलेगा.
The two leaders also discussed the long-standing fishermen issue and agreed to adopt a humanitarian approach. Mr. Modi stressed the need for the quick release of detained fishermen and the return of their boats. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reiterated the resolve that red terror will end in Chhattisgarh by the end of March next year. Addressing the closing ceremony of Bastar Pandum in Dantewada, Chhattisgarh today, the Home Minister appealed to the Maoists to lay down their arms and join the mainstream.
मैं आज सभी जिनके हाथ में हथियार है वो और हथियार नहीं है वो सभी नक्सली भाइयों को विनंती करने आया हूँ. आप हथियार डाल दीजिए, मेनस्ट्रीम में आइए, आप हमारे अपने हैं.
He praised the Bastar Pandum for promoting Chhattisgarh tribal art and craft, announcing that artists from every tribal district will participate next year. During his visit to Chhattisgarh, the Union Home Minister will review the progress made toward ending left-wing extremism by holding a departmental review meeting in the capital, Raipur, this evening. The National Health Authority and the Delhi government signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to implement the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana in the national capital. The MOU signing ceremony was attended by Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda and the Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. During the event, Delhi Health Minister Pankaj Kumar Singh highlighted that the scheme offers health benefits of 5 lakh rupees per family per year. University Grants Commission UGC has decided to establish a standardized equivalence framework for students who completed their education abroad and want to integrate into India's higher education system or workforce. UGC, in its notification, stated that the Commission has developed a transparent, technology-driven mechanism for recognizing foreign qualifications from schools and higher education institutes. In shooting, India's fifth Kaur Sharma has clinched gold in the women's 50 meters rifle three positions event at the ongoing ISSF World Cup at Buenos Aires in Argentina. Sift delivered a clinical performance in the final, winning her first World Cup gold with a score of 458.6. Germany's Anita Mangold won the silver with 455.3. On the other hand, Asian Games medalist shooter Chen Singh secured bronze in the men's event, opening India's medal account at the competition. In IPL cricket, match between Delhi Capitals and Chennai Super Kings is underway at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Opting to bat first, Delhi Capitals were 176 for 4 in 19 overs. Later this evening, Rajasthan Royals will face Punjab Kings in Chandigarh at Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.